evening. Merry Christmas. I'm Aaron Winiwiski. I'm the pastor of New Day Christian Church, and typically we have our services at the auditorium at DC Everest Middle School on Sunday mornings. For the past few years, though, we've made it a tradition to come out here to Rothschild Pavilion and really just like open this up to the community. If you're here and you don't have a church that you call home that you normally go to, I'm so glad you're here taking some time to worship. And that's what we want to do, taking some time to worship God, to thank Him for the gift of Jesus Christ is what we want to do tonight. And it's such an important part. I mean, what all the other stuff about Christmas really needs to center around that acknowledgement of the gift of Jesus Christ. So I'm so glad you're here to acknowledge that. I hope this becomes kind of the centerpiece, not just because of where we are and the songs, but because of who He is. I hope it becomes a centerpiece for you and your family. All right, so a lot of what Christmas has become is about like gift giving, right? And how many of you, and I want to see hands here, because this happened to me. How many of you ordered a gift that has not arrived in time for Christmas? Anyone? Yes, this happens. Yeah. So much of gift giving now is about ordering things and then having them sent to us. And there's this anticipation that happens. Like you found the perfect gift, you place your order, and then you anticipate, boy, let it come on time. Let it come on time. I like that there are tools in place now to be able to track things. I like when I order pizza from Domino's and I can just pull up my phone and I can check the pizza tracker and it will tell me the name of the person who put it in the oven and when they put it in the oven, and they'll tell me when they hit the road, and I'm just watching. I'm like, I can taste it when it's on. We just want to know. We want to have some control over, you know, like, please come. That's part of what Christmas Eve is about. It's the anticipation of God doing something amazing. This happened in the Old Testament of the Bible before Jesus was born. The prophets would talk about a coming Messiah, a king. They were like the pizza tracker. They're like, God is going to send, and He's on His way, and this is what it's going to look like, and this is what it's going to be. And when Jesus was finally born, the shepherds got to hear the announcement from the angels. And then they went door to door and told everybody, the Messiah, the King, He's come, He's been born. The one who was promised, the one that God said He was going to send, He's here. You know that feeling you get? It happened just this morning. The FedEx truck pulled up to our house. Oh, and you're like, oh, what did we order? What's it going to be? And you tell people, the FedEx is here. Or UPS is here. That's what the shepherds were doing. The gift has arrived. It's here. He is here. Oh, come, let us adore Him. So tonight we remember that night when God sent the perfect King in a most unexpected way. A baby born in a manger. In 1 John chapter 4, this is a letter written by one of the closest friends of Jesus, and he's looking back on who Jesus was and also who Jesus is. He said, God showed us how much He loved us by, and I need your help on this next word, sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God showed us His love by sending Jesus. Through the gift of Jesus that God sent, He offers forgiveness of our sins. Your past no longer has to haunt you. It's wiped away. Through the gift of Jesus, He offers us eternal life. Your future doesn't have to be hopeless. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen to me. God loved you so much, he sent his son so that whoever believes in him won't perish but will have eternal life. Through the gift of Jesus, God shows us the best way to live today. Now, we're waiting, anticipating him coming again. The first time he came quietly as a baby. He will come again, and it will not be quiet. He will be a triumphant king. And in the meantime, we wait. We anticipate. We follow his instructions on what to do. And the instructions from God are, first of all, believe that I love you so much that I sent my son. Believe that there is forgiveness for everyone who repents, everyone who turns around from being your own king and acknowledges him as king. There's forgiveness. There's eternal life. Believe these things. Walk in these things and do the good things that I planned for you. Not to earn salvation. I've already given that to you as a gift, but as a response to what I've done. So we're called to be a light to the world, to do good things for his glory. Last year, we had this service, and I announced that we had taken a special offering money that was going to be used locally for local missions, that we were going to go out and do what Jesus said to do good works, not so that we could get a pat on the back, but so that we could tell people, we're doing this because God loves you. And our goal was $2,500, and I was able to announce last year that we had reached that goal, and I have a couple of pictures of some of the projects that we did over the summer, just two of the before and after pictures. We were able to do a ton of stuff. I mean, literally dozens of projects have been done. But if you look on the screen, you can see a before and after. This was made possible because we had people who were saying, I want to not just be about myself, I want to be a light to the world. And they had the resources to do that because of people's generosity. So there's, I think we got a second picture. Do we show the second picture yet? Yeah, we did. Okay, we got it. So we painted, we did yard work, we did all kinds of projects. Again, not so that we could feel good about ourselves and get a pat on the back, but so we would have an opportunity to pray with someone, to let them know God loves you so much, to not live an inward-focused life, but to acknowledge what Jesus said when he said, as my Father sent me, so I am sending you. God sent Jesus as the ultimate Christmas gift for us, and he now sends you to be a gift to the world until he comes back. That's an amazing honor, a terrific opportunity. So tonight, maybe you've forgotten and you're just remembering what a great gift God has sent. Or maybe the gift that Jesus is resonating with you right now in your heart and your mind in a way that it hasn't before. You can receive the gift that the angels announced over 2,000 years ago. They said in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it's recorded, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. No, he's not in impressive wrapping, and yet he is the Lord. Come to save us from our sins and give us hope for the future. You can receive that gift. You can acknowledge, God, I do believe you love me. I do believe you sent your son, and I want to receive that. I may not even know exactly what that looks like right now, but in faith, I accept that gift. Whatever baggage you've carried this year, he understands. He invites you to lay it down, empty your hands to receive Him. Together, through our songs of worship tonight, through the confession from our mouths that Jesus is Lord, through the belief in our hearts that He is God's gift to us and good news to all people, tonight really is a time to celebrate hope, peace, love, provision from God. Let's pray. God, as You have sent us a gift, I pray that we wouldn't leave it out on the step. I pray that we would bring it in, that we would open it up, that we would discover that the greatest gift is not an it, but a Him, that You sent Your Son, that You demonstrated Your love for us, that no matter where we are, You love us that much, that You would send Him to live a perfect life, to die a sinner's death, so that our sins could be forgiven. And not only that, that He rose from the dead and that He gives us a new life that will last for eternity. God, we receive this gift tonight and we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.